Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. It's Carly. Welcome to finally the end of the week. I have been waiting for Friday ever since Monday. Now that we've been having great interviews, it just felt like a long week for me. I don't know why. And I'm bringing Nadia on. So, hey, Nadia.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Okay, do you want to introduce the guest because that's your job now?
Sure. So today we are welcoming for the first time on Daytime After Dark, Ray Abruzzo. He was on The Sopranos and Dynasty and many other TV shows and movies that everybody knows. Very popular.
Oh, yeah, I mean, his clothes are way, way, way long. Let me bring him on. Hi, Ray. Welcome to Daytime After Dark.
Oh, it's nice to be here. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I'm calling to Nadia, and I will take the first couple of questions, and Nadia will, then our host and the co-host will, and if we have any callers, then they will ask you a question or two. So, Ray, how did you get started in the business, first of all?
In the business or in acting itself? Those are two very different things.
Into acting. I'm sorry. Into acting.
That's a fair question and an important distinction because one has almost nothing to do with the other. When I was in high school, my freshman year in high school, we had to sign up for an extracurricular activity, and I didn't know what I was going to do. I was very short, so I couldn't do any sports really. And so I just saw a sign that said auditions today, and I just took a shot and went into the auditorium and I auditioned and got the part. And it felt very right for me from the minute I started doing it. I felt very comfortable and driven, and I guess I got bit by the acting bug right then at 14 years old.
Wow, because, I mean, that is awesome, because I think when you are in high school, really, that, you know, you always have to take that one, you know, extra, you know, extra activity. And, you know, I did drama too because, you know, they thought, oh, I'm good. So I did too. So I know what you are talking about. And, yeah, so you did the high school thing. And then
sometimes you get very lucky in high school. You find something. Go ahead.
So after high school and everything, so how did you begin your job in Hollywood? I would call it like that, but, you know.
It was a long, long road before I really started working. I did a lot of a small theater in New York, and then I did the same when I moved out to Los Angeles. And things just started very small. You get a very tiny part, and then you get a little bigger part. And it just took a lot of years to build up. And each role hopefully gets a little bigger and more significant. And it was a long time. I've been doing this professionally for over 40-something years. So it's hard to even remember how it started. But it just started out very slow, and it took a lot of years to get a foothold in the business. And then once you do, then it kind of one job leads to another, and you kind of start feeling your way within the business and finding your place in Hollywood.
Well, I mean, that is awesome because I've been watching your career for so long, and when Nadia told me that she got you, I was very, very thankful.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, Because, okay, I'm a cop junkie. I will admit that. And, okay, maybe that's not the right word to use.
That's okay.
But I'm suckered for, like, all the great cop shows, the lawyer shows, I have to ask. And you were on my favorite of all time. I've always said this, Law and Order. I mean,
yeah.
Not Law and Order. Well, yeah, you were on that too, but LA Law was
right.
My favorite, was one of my favorite interview, I mean, shows ever. I never missed an episode. My favorite episode when the evil woman was trying to take over the law practice, and she fell down the elevator shaft. And
oh,
we did not have TiVo or VCR then. And
no. So
I couldn't rewind it. You know, I was very sad over that because that was like the ultimate greatest scene of LA Law. So what was your time on LA Law like? Because I love that show still to this day.
Well, LA Law was really the breakthrough role which really set my career in motion. You know, I had been doing small parts before then. And then once I got that part on L.A. Law, I think it was L.A. Law's second season. So it was a very, very popular show at the time. And the beauty of that was it's a show that everybody in the business was watching. So if you were on L.A. Law, all of a sudden, all the casting directors knew who you were and the directors and the producers because they all watched the show. So that was just a really, really great experience. The cast was spectacular. Everybody I got to work with, Michael Caron, Jimmy Smits, and Michelle Green, they were all so wonderful to work with. And I got to work with them again later, years later, with Jimmy Smits again on NYPD Blue. And Kim Delaney, who had also come from soaps, I believe, and she was on those episodes of L.A. Law as well. And then I worked with her again on NYPD Blue with Jimmy Smits as well. So it was kind of like a reunion. But from L.A. Law, that really, I can almost pick all the other jobs I've done came from my appearances on L.A. Law early on.
I mean, L.A. Law was one of the shows. And I remember, because I'm weird, because I remember, like, the TV guide from the 80s. Don't ask me, people, how I remember what night TV shows are on. I just do. And Tuesday night was the biggest lineup because had Knots Landing and L.A. Law against each other. And so, and my grandma loved Knots Landing, but my grandfather and I loved L.A. Law. It was one of the great shows. So, you know, thank God they had two TVs. So, yeah, I loved it. I mean, when it went off the air, and if we had Twitter back then, it would not be a good day for the L.A. Law people or NBC that canceled L.A. Law because it was one of the institutions of, you know, the whole, you know, so, I mean, you had a very great cast every year. Every year, it never let you down story-wise or funny-wise or anything. And I think that was because of the great writing, but also the great acting to L.A. Law.
Well, it does start with the writing. And that started with Stephen Bochco, who was the producer of that show, who had before had done Hill Street Blues, and then he did L.A. Law, and he, you know, and then NYPD Blue. He was just one of the great producers and writers, and he always hired the best writers. And one of the writers on L.A. Law was David Kelly, who then went on to produce The Practice and write Ally McBeal and The Practice and Boston Legal. So it all comes down to the writing, and Stephen Bochco picked great writers and obviously great actors, I'm going to say. And So that's why that show was so good. And it was timely. You know, the interesting thing about L.A. Law, I remember at the time that law school applicants went up those years that L.A. Law was on. People were applying to law school because of L.A. Law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I was a lawyer in my head because I started making contracts, and that's how I got my bedtime up, all because of L.A. Law, and I watched every episode, so I knew what I was doing. So,
right.
Yeah, it was
wow.
a great, you know, great show. I miss it still to this day because it brought out really great stories, like I said. And, I mean, you've been on, I'd say, almost all my favorite TV shows. I'm almost jealous of you because because you've been on so many, and I want to apologize. I couldn't put every TV show on the Block Talk website because it wouldn't let me only do, like, 2,000 words. So I was like, okay, this is not Phil. He's been in everything, and then you're asking me to pick. Yeah, so I apologize. I wanted to put every show in, but we're not looking. So... Yeah.
Well, I apologize for working so much then. How's,
no,
it's my
no,
fault.
I loved it. I loved that you have worked steadily, and you were also on Law and Order. Law and Order. Sorry.
Yeah.
I still get excited by the music.
Yeah.
Law and Order. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love Law and Order. So how was that?
That was great. I did two. I did the regular Law and Order, and I did the SVU as well. But the first
That's
one
right,
I did
you
was
did.
The,
yes, yes,
yeah.
You did, and you were great on both of them.
Well, they were very different characters, and that's what I liked about the that situation is they don't pigeonhole you so much. You know, in the first one was great because I got to work with Jerry Orbach, who is a legend, of course, and Sam Waterston. I had a scenes with Sam Waterston with both of them, and that I was just in awe of those two actors because I've admired their work for so many years, and then to be working with them, you just feel honored, and you to be welcomed in by those guys and treated as an equal was a great experience on that. That early L.A. Law, Law and Order, yeah, for sure.
I mean, you know, Dick Wolf, in my opinion, had never, ever, ever done a bad show. Never has he produced a bad show. Never in his writing career, and he's a legend. In my opinion, because he has made all these shows, whole name. I mean, you know, and I think Dick Roop is a genius, in my opinion. So, you know, the power of Dick Roop has kept Hollywood working steadily for 30 years, and, you were also on Strong Medicine, and
Wow,
yes.
I would have forgotten that had you not reminded me. Strong Medicine.
Oh.
I just have to think for a second what I did. Oh, I remember that one. Oh, you know who directed that episode? Fran Drescher directed that episode of Strong Medicine, if I'm not mistaken. The Nanny.
Oh wow!
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay. And here I'll give you, yeah, I think I played somebody that was, I'm trying to remember the show. I think on Strong Marriage, did I play somebody that was a paraplegic and that my wife had pushed me off a cliff or something? I think that was the storyline. I might be wrong. But Fran Drescher and I double dated when she was in high school in Queens. And then she ended up directing that episode of Strong Medicine all those years later.
love Fran Dresser. And if you're friends with her now,
yes,
let me know. We would love to get her on because the nanny for her was the biggest hit she ever had. And her stand-up is great. But her story of having that horrible cancer and how it took years and years for them to figure out what it was, that I read the book cover to cover. So if any you ever have any fans, yes, I mean, we would love to interview her, right, Nadia?
Yes, we would love that.
She is a busy lady, but we do go back to when she was 15 years old. So that's how small the world is in Queens, and then we ended up in Hollywood and crossed paths again after all those years in between.
Oh, that is awesome!
And when we double dated in high school, her date was Peter, who she created the nanny with and ended up marrying in real life.
Yes,
they're still very close. They're still best of friends. And then they created several series. Well, they created another series called Happily Divorced after that. So they even after they got divorced, they still continued doing the nanny, and then they created a couple of series after. I actually did a Happily Divorced episode too, and my girlfriend on that show was Cyndi Lauper, who was also from Queens. So, so that was quite an experience. We're all sitting there and thinking, look at us four kids from Queens out here doing a TV show.
I love Cyndi Lauper. We both love Cyndi Lauper, we do.
How could you not?
Because I couldn't hug you. Well, I could because it's me and Nadia, so, but I'm not that selfish. I mean, as soon as COVID-19 is over, then maybe I will be back being selfish. But until then,
hey,
I will be with myself. But you're also on Travelzone MD. Okay.
Oh, my God. Boy, you have – I don't know if you have a memory or you have the computer open in front of you, but Google.
No, I remember. Like, I have this stupid – well, not – if – like, they said it's good. If I remembered all the TV shows, like, I remember – like, I was supposed to remember math and science and all that. I memorized the TV guide. What time everything was on. And I was the only one in my household that my mom trusted if she left for the night that her shows would be recorded. So that's how I got a TV in VCR in my room at age 10.
That's pretty amazing. Trapper John might have been my first ever guest star role on Trapper John. I think, or maybe I did one episode of Rip. I might have done an episode of Riptide and then Trapper John. I think, Trapper John was second. But it was really, that was a great experience because I had auditioned for another part for a series regular on it. And I didn't get it, and I was crushed. But then they just offered me that part as a guest star, as kind of a consolation prize. But it was they were really very, very nice. I remember that whole process was really great. Yeah.
Well, and I don't want to take all your time, but I could, like I said. But I gotta say that we have to have you back for part two because your career spans, you know, way, way, way long than people realize. And
Between you and I, we haven't even gotten out of the 1980s yet, I don't think. So,
well, you know, and this is whenever you have a new show or whatever, please reach out to Nadia because she was the best typical host I ever had in my 11 years. And when I want something, she tries to deliver for me. I know I probably bugger so much about getting people on. Probably drive you crazy. Not in me, sorry. But yes. But Nadia, I know you have some questions.
Yes, I do. Hi, Ray. It's Nadia.
Hi, Nadia. Hi.
Hi.
I feel like I know you already.
Right? I know. We talk all the time.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And also, too, I saw you on the Dynasty reunion, the Zoom that we had.
Right.
That was fun.
Right.
That was awesome.
I hadn't seen a lot of those faces in over 30 years.
I know. I thought that was great that, you know, you all came together, and that was great. And it was awesome to see Linda Evans, too. I was like,
oh,
wow.
Wasn't she? She was spectacular, and she's just like I remember. It's just so kind and warm and open and genuine.
I know.
And, you know, and kind of just ethereal. I mean, she's just kind of this, like, does she really exist? She's like this kind of angelic creature. And, it was really great to see that still sustains itself all this 30-something years later.
Exactly.
So, yep.
I was so shocked. I was like, oh, my gosh. But I wish she was able to stay longer, but I guess she had another commitment. So.
Yeah. It was great that she snuck on for that little bit. Yeah.
Exactly. So I have a few questions.
Okay.
My first one is, you are on one of my, me and my dads and my mom, we always watch The Sopranos, and we really love The Sopranos. So what was it like working with James Gandolfini?
You know, you're not going to find an actor that was on that show that when you ask them that question won't just get silent for a second, because it was really, it was a gift. And we all feel fortunate to have had that moment in time, and we all miss him greatly. But it sounds like a cliche, but he was an actor's actor. You know, you just felt like you were just two actors working on a scene, doing your work to do the best. And it was like, I don't play tennis, but I imagine if you play tennis and you play with a better player, you play better. That was what it was like working with Jimmy. He was just so alive and so powerful. It just made your performance better. And I think everybody felt that way that worked with him. If you talk to any other actor that was working on the show, they all say the same thing. It was a gift. And I've worked with some stars and actors over the years, but he was one of the great ones, and he definitely missed for sure.
Yeah, he was excellent. I mean, all on that show, you are all great.
They did a great job casting that show for sure. Yeah.
Exactly. It was like real.
Yeah. Yeah, they really always found the right person for the right part, you know, and sometimes it might have been not what you'd expect, but then somehow it all came together. And then again, going back to what we were saying before about L.A. Law and Stephen Boschko's shows and David Kelly, with David Chase and Terry Winter and Matt Weiner, you know, they just had the great writers on The Sopranos again. So if you have great writers and you have competent actors, that's kind of a winning combination. So
exactly.
Yeah.
It's very true.
It is.
So
what else you got?
Also, of course, we all know that you were on Dynasty. So, and that was another great soap opera back in the day. And you also worked with the lovely Emma Sams. So how was it working with her when you worked on the show?
Well, that was just a great experience. You know, that was my first time being a series regular. And the show was already, you know, towards the end, like I think it was the 9th season. So it was already very popular. And although I didn't watch it, I was aware of who she was and was just captivated by her beauty. And I never thought that they would cast me, you know, this kind of New York street guy, to play opposite her.
Right.
But when I got the part, she called me and she said, well, since we're going to beat it, why don't we meet for breakfast? That's what she said, to get to know each other
before
we shoot. So I met her at a diner for breakfast, and she had four other guys sitting there at the table. When I came, they all got up and went to the next table. It was like Will Schreiner, a bunch of other soap guys that she knew. And she had them there just so, like, when I walked up, they were all sitting at the table. And then I came, and they all moved to the next table and just watched me. You know, it was like she had these backup guys just to make sure everything was okay. I'll never forget that. But then we hit it off from that point on, and we just really wanted to create something unique with our characters between us, because we came from such different worlds. You know, so we really just had fun playing that relationship of kind of, you know, adversarial at first, while at the same time they were falling in love, even though they were fighting against each other. They couldn't get past the fact that they were so attracted to each other. And we just had a great time. Not laughing was probably the biggest challenge when we were doing, especially if we were doing those love scenes. You know, trying not to laugh was the biggest challenge, because we had a
great
lot of fun. Yeah, and there were a lot of love scenes. Yeah.
Oh yes.
Yeah. That was very new for me. That was a new experience for me. Yeah.
That's awesome. So now you are on also another one of my favorite shows, Chicago PD.
That's another Dick Wolf show. Yeah.
Oh God, yes.
Yep. How was it like working on Chicago PD?
That was another, you know, we talk about coincidences, like working with Fran Drescher all those years later. I'm going to tell you a little story. After Dynasty, I had an English sheepdog that passed away, and then Emma Sams was traveling, and she found a stray dog in New Orleans. And it was very weak. It was only 6 months old and had a crushed hip and a broken leg. This is like 1990. And she called me. She said, "Could I pick up this dog at the airport? Because she's traveling, and keep it for a couple of weeks until she got back." Well, needless to say, I picked up the dog and fell in love with the dog, and I had the dog for 15 years. But when I first got the dog, I was carrying the dog on the beach, and another actress friend of mine, my neighbor, Sherilyn Walter, who was on General Hospital, she played Cecilia, I think, something like that.
Yes.
And she was walking on the beach with this guy, and I'm holding this dog, and I introduced them to this puppy that I just got that Emma had sent to me at the airport, and they knew each other, of course, Emma and Sherilyn. But she was walking with this guy, and I said, I need a name for this dog, and she's from New Orleans, so I want something French, and she kind of looks like a deer. And the guy said, well, in French, they say ma biche to a baby, which means my dear, so I named the dog Biche. Now, that's 1990. Now fast forward to me shooting Chicago PD, and all of a sudden I realized that the guy who named my dog in 1990 was Jason Begay, the lead actor.
Oh, wow.
He was the one that was with Sherilyn on the beach and named my dog, and I had never seen him since, from the day he named my dog to almost 30 years later, when I did Chicago PD, and he remembered naming my dog. So that was just a great coincidence. And working on Chicago PD was great because I made friends with Michael Nori, who we both played mobsters on the show. And we flew together, and we kind of, as a result of that, we've become the closest of friends, just because we flew to Chicago together, hung out in freezing cold Chicago, and shot that. We've become best friends as a result of that show. So that's what I take away from Chicago PD.
Wow. Yeah, I absolutely love Chicago PD. I even watch all the reruns on television.
We were hoping that our characters would come back, Michael Nori and I, because it seemed like, you know, in the storyline, my character was a childhood friend of Jason's character. And I just, and, you know, he was a cop and we were the mobsters. I just always thought that they'd bring our characters back, and we both hoped for that, but it didn't happen. Yeah, maybe it still can. Who can know? Maybe they listen. Maybe Dick Wolf is listening to this, and he'll take your advice.
Maybe. I hope so.
So So do I.
Let's hope he is.
I'd like to go back to Chicago. We sure ate some good food when we were there, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. I love Chicago. I also used to work for United Airlines. So, and we had training in Chicago because that's where our base is.
Right.
And when I went, I was like, oh, my God, they have the best food.
Oh, the food in Chicago is amazing. And Jason took us to some great Italian restaurants. There's some great steak restaurants. And then there's a restaurant right outside of Chicago named Abruzzo's. It's called Abruzzo's.
Oh, wow.
And the owner had written to me a couple of times over the years. So then when I wrote that I was going to be in Chicago, he said, well, you have to come to the restaurant. So we all went to the restaurant, and they just treated us like kings. It's a great Italian restaurant, really a family-owned restaurant there.
Wow.
So,
next time I go to Chicago, I have to remember that restaurant.
Yeah, well, you'll certainly be able to remember the name, I hope.
Exactly, of course.
Yeah.
So you were also on Hot in Cleveland. Now, that was the show that you got to work with Betty White, is that correct?
I did, yes. Yeah, I had a couple of scenes. She was in a couple of scenes. Well, Wendy Malick, you know, one of the stars of Hot in Cleveland, is one of my best friends. I saw her yesterday. I see her four or five. We live close to each other, and I see her all the time. She's really one of my closest friends. So anytime I get a chance to, we've done a couple of television shows and some theater together with Wendy is great. So that was just a fun set and a fun experience. Yeah, that was a great one. And of course, just. Betty White was in that, and I think Gary Marshall was in that episode as well. So you had these. I think I did a couple of episodes. Yeah. So you had these, you know, just to work with these comedy legends. You know, it was the same thing as working with Jerry Orbach and Sam Waterston on Law and Order. You get to be one on one with these people that you've admired for decades. It's just a great, great experience. It's kind of humbling but when they're so welcoming as these professionals are, it makes you feel good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you have been on so many of my favorite shows. I wish you could talk about them all.
Wow. Well, I hope you have some new favorite ones because I wouldn't mind working some more. So, and my new rule is I only do shows that are Nadia's favorites. That's my. I'm going to call my agent and say only do shows that Nadia really likes.
Nadia's favorites. So I have one that maybe you can do. Maybe they can catch you on General Hospital.
Oh, yeah, I don't know about that. There was a time when they talked about it right after Dynasty about maybe going on General Hospital, but, yeah, I don't think that'll happen. Yeah, you'll have to stick with some nighttime shows. Yeah.
Yeah, probably. I would, definitely. You're a nighttime guy. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll remember that. And then, yeah, make sure you tell them that to get in touch with me, and then I'll tell them what shows to put you on.
Okay, that's a deal. Yeah, because we're very selective these days.
Exactly. So there was something else. Oh, yes. Wait, was there something? I had something on my mind, but then we got talking.
that happened.
Said, yeah, you were on, like, all my favorite shows, so it's so hard to even, like, because, I mean, I can go on.
I know. Sometimes I'll do an interview and the whole hour will be just talking about The Sopranos or something. You can't even move on to other shows. You know, it's just, yeah, I've been really lucky to be a part of some of the great shows from, you know, the last four decades, you know, from the 80s, 90s, and all the way through. So hopefully it's not over. Hopefully I'll get back to work.
Exactly.
Soon that's what we have to hope for. So.
Exactly. I'll keep my fingers crossed. And I'll put some words out there, too.
Yeah. You do that. Go ahead.
So I was going to say, like, I'm so glad that I got to interview you. It was awesome. I'm so glad.
My pleasure.
We need a part two.
So.
Yes.
Say that again.
But we need a part two out of this way because TV history doesn't grasp the surface
of, you know, our time. And I got one question before I let Bobby on. Okay, my friend Zayedi Peck was on Dynasty.
I know who he is. He played the dead body. He was the dead body that I found in the lake, right?
Yeah, okay. So, he's, you know, my TV husband, my guardian. So he's been so supportive of the show all the way for the past 9 years ever since we connected. And he comes on twice a year. I try, if it was up to me, it would be like every week. But, you know, we haven't made that agreement yet. But, I'm going to tell him that I got to talk to you because, you know, I pretty much tell him when, oh, my gosh, I had another Dynasty, Odias, because he was on both. And I was just curious if you guys looked, my memory of everyone you worked with was this, like, okay, there was a lot of people on Dynasty, but you guys were on in the same year, so I was hoping you'd get a book I call one of the best actors of daytime ever, in my opinion.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Well, what's interesting about his time on the show, if I remember correctly, he was in flashback scenes because he died years earlier, and I found his body in the. But so the only scene I ever had with him was in the morgue, and he's dead on a slab. That's so the only scene we ever had together. He was dead. So, we definitely hung out a bit. I remember he was a lovely guy, and then there was some flashback.
Oh my God, see. He is the most kindest guy in Hollywood beside you. So, you know, sometimes guys in Hollywood are not that nice, but you guys never disappoint us. And I will bring Bobby on.
Okay.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Ray. How are you doing?
Good, Bobby. How you doing, man? Where are you?
I'm doing great this afternoon in North Carolina. The weather is
all
nice.
Right.
And,
all right.
Yeah, I'm just doing just fine. You worked with Kim Delaney. I hope I'm pronouncing. I'm almost messed up her name on before. And she just recently returned back to daytime on General Hospital. I could have easily have seen maybe a possible reunion work between you two happening had General Hospital asked you to do a couple of shows because it would be great to reconnect with Kim since she's on there.
Well, I think, I'll tell you something. I can remember the very first time I even saw Kim. We were shooting L.A. Law, and then I worked with her again on NYPD Blue. And I remember she walked onto the set of L.A. Law, and I thought, oh, my God, this is the most beautiful woman I have ever seen. She was just radiant and gorgeous and sweet, and we had a lot of fun. And then we didn't work together again until they put us back together on NYPD Blue again with Jimmy Smits. So yeah, I mean, I chat with her online every once in a blue moon, but I don't run into her much. But I have great memories of working with her. We had a good time. So I would certainly welcome a chance to work with Kim anytime. So
yeah. Who knows? Maybe General Hospital might ask you to do a part, and you might reconnect with her and have a little mini reunion between you two.
Well, from you pitch it to them, Bobby, and I'll do it. You get them to do it, and I'll jump in. All right.
I'll make sure I remember to say that to Kim next time I write to her or talk to her or tweet her. I should say.
However you do it, it can't
happen. But anyways.
Yeah.
If you
follow me on Instagram, I think I recently posted a picture of the two of us from NYPD Blue on one of my Throwback Thursday things. Yeah, so if you follow Real Ray Abruzzo, I think there's a I'll tag you in the picture if I could find which one it was. But
okay.
It's on my Instagram page. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's great to get a chance to talk to you, and I know we have at least one more caller, so I'll let Carly take over from here, and you have a good day.
Thank you, Bobby. Nice talking to you, man.
Okay, Bobby, I will put you on hold. And Veronica, the new host of the show, is on air. Hey, B.
Hi, Carly. Hi, Nadia. Hi, Ray. My name is Veronica Robles. I'm from Houston, Texas. Thank you so much, Ray, for coming on Daytime After Dark Radio. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing okay. We have the whole country covered, don't we? I'm in Los Angeles. I think there's people in North. We have North Carolina. We're Massachusetts, Houston, Texas. Wow.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I just want to say I'm a huge fan of your work, Ray. I have two quick questions.
Okay.
What were your memories on the practice working with Dylan McDermott, Laura Flynn Boyle, the whole cast of that show? And you also did an episode of Touched by an Angel. My mom and I, we loved the show. We still watch old episodes on television of Touched by an Angel.
Wow. Well, the practice was – was one of the great – I could say the practice actually kept me in the business because I was only supposed to do one episode. And,
mm-hmm.
And like I said, I knew David Kelly from and the producers as well because they mm-hmm. were producers on L.A. Law all those years
mm-hmm.
earlier. And a lot of the crew members were the same. So the minute I walked on the set of the practice, it felt like home because I knew the writers and I knew the wardrobe people remembered
mm-hmm.
me from years earlier on L.A. Law. So it was very welcoming. And that just turned out, you know, it was supposed to be one or two episodes. And I think I did nearly 50 of them.
Yes, you did a wonderful job. Absolutely. And just to, you know, watch it dated, you know, every night when it was on ABC. I mean, tremendously. That was awesome. And then you did an episode of Touched by an Angel. My mom and I, we love the series very, very
yeah.
much. And we still watch the old episodes on television. And also, you did a movie, me and my mom, we love Hallmark movies, after all these years with Wendy Malick. Yes, I love that movie. Me and my mom, we love that movie.
Well, Wendy's, I don't know if you heard before, but Wendy's probably my best friend. We do a lot together. We're neighbors. We ride horses together. We've done a lot of television. We've done theater together. I probably, during this pandemic, Wendy's like one of the only people I've seen because we live close, and she's kind of in my pod. You know, you have to stay safe. And now we're all fully vaccinated. We even had dinner the other night because we're all fully vaccinated.
Thank gosh for that.
She's one of my closest friends, and she's just so much fun to work with. And that was fun to do. We shot that up, and that's shot in Vancouver, British Columbia. And it's such a beautiful city. And, anytime I could get to go up there to shoot, I will. And I'd go anywhere to work with Wendy. So
she's just a great person. Absolutely. And definitely please come back on the show and, you know, we'll get to see you more on television. I hope everybody can get back to work because I know this COVID-19, it did a number on everybody. I can tell you that.
Yes, it sure did. And not just the actors and the directors, you know, it's all the crew members and the caterers and, you know, and the businesses around the studios. It affected a lot of people besides just the actors and the directors and writers. So hopefully everybody can get back to work soon. And it's starting to pick up again. So hopefully.
Well, thank God for that. That's all I got to say. Definitely congratulations, Ray. Many success. And definitely please come back on the show. And you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you very much. Have some fun in Houston there. Stay safe.
Yes, sir.
Bye.
Okay. So, Ray, before we go, I just want to ask you if you could follow me on Facebook. I put a request on there and also on Twitter, Daytime 6976. So then you can follow me on
Okay,
both.
If I don't find you.
And, like I said, and Nadia probably agrees with me, we would like you to have your back because we really need to do a part two because your time in Hollywood is like 30 years long. Like all the other shows we didn't mention, which I'm sorry, TV shows we didn't mention, we would love having you back. Right, Nadia?
Yes, we would love to have you back. And maybe we can have you back with one of the other stars, like maybe with Wendy Malick, if she's interested, or Kim Delaney, or Emma Sands. Maybe we can have one of those types of interviews. That would be great.
We could just, and then I was also on Night Court, so we could have Marky Post. Why don't we just have all the beautiful women I've ever been worked with on one show with me? How about that? I think we're coming up with a new idea.
Yeah, why not?
I have been lucky that way. Well, all right,
exactly.
Guys. You follow me on Instagram, and I'll follow you guys back. Nadia, you and I are already connected on every social media platform.
Oh, yeah,
there
I
is.
We know you too.
Yes, exactly.
I'm kind of jealous, and that's why I did what I did. So, yeah,
okay.
Thank you so much for coming on.
My
and
pleasure.
You're welcome back anytime.
I'll keep that in mind. Hopefully I'll have something else to talk about, a new favorite show of yours and Nadia's that I could talk about someday. Let's hope.
Oh, yeah, and if you could book Grey's Anatomy, that would be great.
Okay,
if you want to book Chicago Fire, that would be great. Like one of those.
I'll add that to my list of shows that I'm willing to do. That's
okay.
All they have to do is ask. I'm very difficult. All they have to do is ask me.
Well, I
so,
know.
Yes.
But thank you so much for doing this interview, and please come back.
Okay, my pleasure. Nice talking to all of you. Stay safe.
Yeah,
have
a great
day,
weekend.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye, thank
bye.
You.
So that was awesome, you guys.
That was great.
That
oh,
was
gosh.
So...
That was great.
Awesome.
I loved it.
And
it was an awesome interview.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, like Nadia, I just thought
Hi, Bobby.
It was real.
Hey,
yeah,
Veronica.
Veronica.
Huh?
Hi.
Hi, guys. Hi, Carly, Nadia, Bobby.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hey.
It was an awesome interview. I'm so happy it's Friday.
Thank you.
Veronica, I was worried about you all last night because of the sodding, you're not feeling well. And I just want to point that out, too. You know, you're like my little sister, so I was worried about you. But, Nadia can corroborate my story. Like, remember I asked you sometimes if you put Bombay, didn't I?
Which one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I asked Nadia last night about a little lady of you heard from, you know, Veronica, and she said no. And I go, well, I should have sent her to bed, but I was kind of worried about you, so.
Well, thank you guys for worrying about me. I love you guys.
Well, thank you.
We love you.
Okay. And I got to tell you, we almost lost me last night. And Nadia might have had to take over the show. Okay, so I was minding my own business, okay? And I closed my closet door, because I don't like my closet door open because I think in the middle of the night, I think my clothes are people. Don't ask me why. But I closed it very suddenly, and the whole thing fell. And if I didn't jump on my bed, I would have got hit by the damn closet.
Ooh.
And so then I called the manager's office and the emergency office, and it took them 3 hours to get here. There's no way in hell I could lift the closet door myself, because it's heavy. I mean... and this closet door and I have been having problems since COVID-19 started. Like, it fell down once, and luckily I called my mom over, and she was able to, put up, by the wall and my dad fixed it because they were not going to come up because that's the height of COVID. And then they kept coming back because it kept going off track. And then after last night, I was done with just my closet. I was, Nadia knows, I was upset. Mm-hmm. I was just so upset. And then, like, thinking, oh, my God, they're going to blame me on this whole thing. And the guy came, who I don't like, the other guy that does the apartment, is really cool, and he never makes me feel bad. So, you know, and I could not get a hold of the maintenance guy until 2:30 in the morning. And so when he came, he got called, like, can you try and call early next time? And I lost my shit. I said, I've been waiting for you guys for 3 hours. Maybe if you didn't have your stupid phone off, you know, that would never happen. To take the closet away, I'm done. I'm breaking up with the closet. And so if I get any phone calls from the manager today, which I've been worried about, I text my dad and I told him what happened. Well, I texted him what happened late last night, but he was dead to the word. My mom got my text. And she goes, okay, just tell me when they leave, but text me. You know, we don't want to wake your dad up. And so, yeah, but I was so mad because it wasn't my fault, but they put the blame on me.
No, so that should not have happened.
No, and then I was thinking of you, Veronica, with the whole bathroom toilet thing. And I told my dad that, and my dad goes, number one, in an apartment, they have the duty. They have to come up right when something happens. They cannot wait a couple of hours, especially if it's like a bathroom leak or anything.
Yeah, but
like
you know what? Sometimes, Carly, some people, they don't care. Management does not care. If you call someone else, they don't care. And it's so sad. They should care about their tenants.
They just want a whole sick of money, excuse my language. But, yeah.
No, that's okay.
I told my dad what happened to you, and you were crying and so upset.
Yeah.
He said to me, tell her to go upper management and let them know what happened, because it should not be like that, because that, you know, is their job. And my dad's a plumber, and he's been a plumber since I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've been used to, like, you know, whenever something happened with us kids and plumbing, all my brothers and sisters have houses. So, yeah, of course, when something happens, my dad goes, no problem. And, you know, and dad goes, do not blame yourself on last night. This was not your fault. You had no idea it was going to fall on you.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. So,
are you okay? Are you okay, Carly?
I'm okay because I jumped on my bed. And then I had to walk on the closet to get out of my room.
Oh, my God.
You know, so it was one of those things where, you know, I'm like, you know what, I'm done with that, you know, people being horrible and mean, and done with it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, but I texted Nadia, and thank God she was up, because Maggie was in bed. She had not a good reaction to the thought. They had to hold her in the holy room for 30 minutes, and she couldn't breathe. So, yeah, and how are you feeling, Veronica, about the thought now? Are you feeling better?
My arm is still sore a little bit. I got a headache, but thank God no fever. That's a good thing. My mom gave me some aspirin, and I'm hanging in there, you know. Just keep on going, even with everything that's going on right now.
Is Bell actually take Tylenol?
Yes, it's going to take Tylenol. Believe me, it helps with a headache or mm-hmm. with joint pains. Yes, it helps. I'm telling you, it helps a lot.
No, well, yeah, and I mean, it was funny. My dad was hallucinating after the thought.
Yeah.
And so I kind of missed my thought of asking him for $1 million. Yeah, well, because I was split with my niece and nephew, okay? I'm not that selfish. But,
no, no, you're not.
We have some good news before we go. It looks like we will be getting a both sickness check. It looks like it might be recurring payments. That is what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So follows up, keep, you know, following the you know, story, because it's going to get better for America. So,
amen.
You know, and all those people that want to be bad about Joe Biden can kiss my ass, because, you know, at least with Biden, he cares about us.
Yes.
I'm not going to say, you know, who I never want to say their name. Does not kill about, he never killed about us, so yeah. And tonight, we have another show, but it's going to be
Kathleen
Gawley.
I cannot wait.
And Nadia,
yes, I can't wait for tonight. Yay!
And Nadia, why don't you tell everyone who we have?
We have Kathleen Gawley tonight.
Yay!
I know.
Dr. O.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to ask her about
Dr.
Scott
Over.
And Dr. O.
Okay,
oh, my gosh.
I'm going to cry tonight.
It's going to be a busy night, my friend.
Remember, I always let you on so Maggie doesn't call. And that you will always be the last one. Honey, don't worry, we will always take you call. You're the host.
Thank you, guys.
Like,
I'm
Bobby
so...
knows.
Yeah.
Bobby knows by now that I always, you know, wait until after the calls and everything. Then, you know, I take, you know, the calls. So I don't want you to feel like, oh, my God, I'm going to, you know, miss you. No, that will never happen.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And so I haven't watched yesterday's or today's dates. I'm going to watch it on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But all I got to say, people, is just relax into five. And you know what? If faith does end up, you know, leaving the show, but I do want him with Brooklyn. But right now, people are thinking he's dying and leaving the show. People, he just had a baby. Not even a month ago. So, you know, he might take a little leave. And I know people think fathers don't, but now they do. So, yeah, and have a great afternoon, and we will all be back at 5 with Kathleen Gawley.
Bye, you guys. Wonderful
good,
show. Thank you.
See you then.
Thank
bye.
You.
Bye.
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 Talk tonight.
See you tonight.
Bye.
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 Bye.